In the documentary, she talks to a group of supporters of the Second Amendment and asks them a supposedly really tough question, which is something like, how would you keep guns away from terrorists or criminals without a background check? So in the documentary, she asks this question, and then there's just stunned silence on the part of this, you know, this dozen or so guns rights activists as they shift uncomfortably in their seats and they look down with shame because they have no answer for this question. Now, if you know anyone who has a gun or has thought about gun rights for about 2 seconds, you would know that that's a weird thing to see because people always have answers to this type of question. And in fact, the group, knowing that they were dealing with a hostile journalist secretly, not secretly, but they taped that conversation. And they released the audio. And in fact, it was a complete deception what Kirk and her team had done. The question was asked, and they immediately fell all over themselves to give answers and responses. And these responses were very principled, and they were practical, and they were full of information. And the documentary filmmakers had edited it all out and replaced it with this moment of silence.
And the Planned Parenthood video did something totally unprecedented for a documentary, in which they released dozens of hours of raw footage to show exactly the context that they edited those videos down from. They have held themselves to a much higher standard than almost any documentarian has ever done. And they are
journalists.
Right, and they're being excoriated for holding themselves to a higher standard.